devastated Buffalo. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. A blizzard that hit western New York over the weekend has left at least 28 people dead. They were found in their cars, homes, and in snowbanks. Some died while shoveling snow. Here's Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown discussing what first responders are enduring during recovery efforts.
Our police officers are human. It is painful to find members of your community that are deceased. Those that are deceased actually on streets in our community.
Mayor Brown also saying looting has been occurring in his city. The brutal storm that wreaked havoc on much of the country is responsible for at least 49 deaths and is still impacting air travel. Southwest Airlines facing major pushback after an excessive number of flight cancellations and delays. Thousands of Southwest passengers have been stranded across the country. Here are some passengers at Logan International Airport in Boston.
They're not giving us any options to change our flights. We're flying out now on the 30th. No vouchers for staying at a hotel.
They're saying that first it was weather, then it was the holidays, and then now flight crews are all displaced.
The Transportation Department says the company will be undergoing scrutiny. With Ukraine planning to hold a peace summit in February, Ukraine's foreign minister Dmytro Kuleba says he is concerned about Russia trying to dictate the terms of peace.
The idea of the peace formula is twofold. On the one hand, not to allow Russia to manipulate the issue of peace, because they regularly say that they are ready for negotiations, which is not true, because everything they do on the battlefield proves the opposite.
Kuleba says he hopes the UN will host the summit. Russian President Vladimir Putin claims the Ukrainians are refusing to negotiate. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A violent Christmas weekend across the U.S. Fox's Tom Rigotti reports.
Gun violence leaving at least 14 people dead and 16 wounded. The holiday weekend got off to a grim start when a 19-year-old man was shot dead during a brawl at the Mall of America in Minnesota. The arrest of five suspects was announced Monday. In Colorado, Christmas Eve was marred by multiple shootings, including two separate double homicides in Aurora. In Okaloosa County, Florida, a sheriff's corporal was shot and killed while responding to a domestic violence call also on Saturday.
A service which tracks national retail sales reporting an uptick this holiday season. Fox's Lillian Wu explains.
U.S. retail sales, excluding automotive, increased 7.6% this holiday season compared to last year, according to MasterCard Spending Pulse, which is not adjusted for inflation. A senior advisor for MasterCard says this season looked different from recent years, with consumers diversifying their holiday spending to accommodate rising prices. They also spent more for experiences and festive gatherings post-pandemic, with restaurants, for instance, seeing a 15.1% boost. Online sales continued to grow, up 10.6% from the same period last year, and Black Friday remains at the top spot for biggest spending day of the season.
A Central Florida man accused of animal cruelty on a woman's pet raccoon.
The Lake County Sheriff's Department says 31-year-old Tevin Williams has been arrested on suspicion of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and animal cruelty. An affidavit says Williams threatened to kill his roommate, punching her car while she was in it. She then found out from a neighbor that Williams had beaten her pet raccoon that she kept in a kennel outside. A male neighbor told deputies Williams came up to him and put a sewing needle to his neck and threatened to kill him. That neighbor says Williams told him he used a hammer to beat the raccoon.
That's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.